WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Quick, think of some directors of horror films. George Romero, John Carpenter. You probably don't think of too many women. But critic Ken Tucker has a review of Near Dark, a horror film just released on home video, that was directed and co-written by Catherine Bigelow.
There's a sense in which horror films are more discredited now than they ever were. Always considered lowbrow entertainment, the horror genre can point to a few older films that most moviegoers would agree are excellent. James Whale's The Bride of Frankenstein or Howard Hawks' version of The Thing. But the rise of horror films featuring extremely graphic violence during the 1970s has turned off many moviegoers who might have been sympathetic to the form. What exists now is a certain number of directors who have fierce critical and cult followings, such as Wes Craven, David Cronenberg, and Sam Raimi, but whose achievements aren't seen by millions of mainstream movie fans because they think the violence in these movies will, I don't know, turn them into raving maniacs or something. If you think you don't like modern horror films, I'm going to implore you to check out one amazing example of the genre, Catherine Bigelow's Near Dark. Near Dark came out last year and received better-than-average reviews for its portrayal of a family of vampires. But the movie wasn't a big hit, and I think I know why. Most horror hits these days keep narrative at a minimum and suck you into the atmosphere and the action, but Near Dark has a strong, disturbing story to tell. In Near Dark, a young man named Caleb falls in love with a young woman named May. He soon discovers she's part of a vampire clan. May takes a loving bite out of his neck and instills in him the urge for fresh blood. In most vampire movies, the curse of vampirism is played for melodrama and tragedy, with the vampire bemoaning his existence. Near Dark is scary because it's so matter-of-fact. The vampires zoom around the Southwest desert in a trailer, stopping in at bars to slake their thirst on the local customers. The movie is violent and shocking, but also touching and poetic. In this early scene, May and Caleb go for a moonlight stroll and talk about the stars.
Sure haven't met many girls like you.
No, you haven't met any girls like me. Look up.
Stars.
See that one?
First one I laid my eyes on.
And the light that's leaving that star right now will take a billion years to get down here. You want to know why you've never met a girl like me before?
Why?
Because I'll still be here when the light from that star gets down here to Earth. That's in a billion years.
There's an element of erotic joy in the way these vampires go about their business, which is creepy enough. But director Catherine Bigelow's greatest triumph, I think, is to convey the illusion that absolutely anything can happen during this movie. Unlike the experience of watching slasher horror films, I was made to care for these characters, yet at the same time, I felt that the director would have no compunction about having a sympathetic character do something absolutely awful at any moment. I felt disoriented and upset, and yet exhilarated. By creating a movie that depicts an utter lack of morality, Catherine Bigelow has created a work of popular art whose aesthetic morality is clear. Recent video cassette releases include another movie with Dark in the title, Dark Eyes, a year-old film starring Marcello Mastroianni. He plays an aging married Lothario who finally meets the great love of his life at a health spa for hypochondriacs. The movie is predictable and choppy, but Mastroianni gives a charming performance. Another recent release is Wall Street, director Oliver Stone's look at exceptionally high-powered and exceptionally sleazy stockbrokers. The film stars Charlie Sheen as a naive yuppie, and his hair pulled straight back as if to escape from his own leering face, Michael Douglas as greedy Gordon Gekko.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.